Apps.gov is the future of federal technology. The idea is to bring the ease of buying a book on Amazon or electronics on BestBuy.com to the government. This, OMB says, will give agencies the ability to focus on solving mission-critical problems instead of figuring out the complexities of the acquisition process.
What we've been doing is we've been building data center after data center, acquiring application after application, and frankly, what that's done is it's driven the cost and investments in technology across the board, and it also has led to a doubling of energy consumption from 2000 to 2006. We cannot continue in this trajectory because there's innovation that's happening across the country, and what we need to be able to do is find a more innovative path in addressing some of these challenges and problems.
That's federal CIO Vivek Kundra. He describes how this cloud computing storefront is one of the first pieces to the Obama administration's IT puzzle.
For far too long, what CIOs have done across federal agencies is they focus on deploying infrastructure, on deploying data centers, rather than solving some of the toughest problems that we face, making sure that we're addressing problems around education and healthcare and energy and leveraging technologies. And making sure that we don't continue to build what we can leverage that may exist on the private sector or what exists already in the public sector.
Kundra announced Apps.gov Tuesday during a speech at NASA Ames Research Center in California. Apps.gov runs on the General Services Administration's GSA Advantage software. The new site offers access to services such as business applications, social media tools, productivity software, and cloud IT services. Some of the software is free, such as the Web 2.0 applications, while others cost money, such as the IT dashboard or document and content management software. GSA does not yet have any vendors under the cloud IT services. It's reviewing bids for infrastructure as a service and has not yet released requests for proposals for software or platform as a service. GSA CIO Casey Coleman says an award for infrastructure is expected soon. Apps.gov is part one of a three-part strategy. OMB expects the new site to make acquisition of these services easier. Kundra describes what's coming next.
The fiscal year 2010 budget, the president's budget, reflects cloud computing as a priority, and we're going to be launching a number of pilots within the federal government built around collaboration, built around messaging, built around lightweight workflows that can be moved into the cloud, making sure that security concerns are addressed, of course. And in the 2011 budget, there's going to be direct guidance to federal agencies around moving towards cloud computing solutions.
And OMB will try to address security and privacy issues around the cloud as well.
There are a number of policy changes that have to be made. And there are significant issues, of course, when it comes to information security. And we're challenging the industry to also step up and address some of the security concerns that the federal government has. And these are legitimate security concerns to make sure that information and data that the federal government has must be protected, must be secure. So we're going to be evaluating all these policy guidances that we have within the federal government to figure out what changes need to be made that are pragmatic, that are responsible.
Security and privacy will be one of the toughest things for the government to solve. Kundra says he understands that some of the data may reside on private clouds. He describes another approach to addressing these concerns as well.
You have a number of agencies that are dealing with contractor-operated, government-owned infrastructure. And to your point, what we want to be able to do in terms of security and privacy is also make sure that the data is within the United States and that we know the people that are operating that infrastructure. And a number of industry players have already expressed interest in deploying solutions that may be .gov only. So multi-tenant platform for the public sector, where we know that all the tenants on that infrastructure are government customers, and number two, that the people operating that infrastructure have been cleared based on the requirements of the particular agency.
OMB also wants to make certification and accreditation easier for industry and agencies.
We're going to move towards central certification so that from the industry perspective, the industry doesn't have to go and get certification from every single agency and every single bureau to be able to offer some of these solutions. So centralizing some of that certification and also making sure that we're focused on the business problems rather than just the technology itself.
Kundra says initially the goal is to move low-risk or no-risk systems to the cloud. One example is the Interior Department's camping reservations website, recreation.gov.
We recognize that there are systems that the government must run, own and operate that infrastructure because they're sensitive when it comes to national security or they're sensitive information. There's a whole class of solutions that could be deployed within the federal government where we could literally leverage some of the consumer technologies that are out there.
Apps.gov is open for business. Kundra says the Energy Department was among the first agencies to use the new site to download or buy software. And GSA will add more vendors over time as OMB expects agencies to change their infrastructure investment strategies as more options are available. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.